Hallelujah! Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The disciples didn't believe your Easter proclamation. They should have believed Mary Magdalene when she said that she had seen the Lord. She told them that the Lord had risen. They should have answered just as you did. But they didn't. They were doubting Andrew, doubting Peter, doubting James, doubting John, doubting Philip, doubting Bartholomew, doubting Matthew, doubting Simon, doubting Philip, doubting Thaddeus, doubting Judas, not Iscariot. I think I got them all there. All of them didn't believe. They didn't get it. More specifically, they were unbelieving apostles. From Andrew to Peter to unbelieving Judas, not Iscariot, all of them didn't believe. On Easter night, they had rejected Mary's proclamation and locked themselves in the upper room. But that didn't stop the Lord Jesus. He had gone through suffering and death to rise again on Easter morning to stand before them and say, "Peace be with y'all." Peace, not condemnation. Peace, not war with God. No more anger from God. No more fear of God. The disciples were afraid. Afraid of what life had for them. Afraid of life alone, as if Jesus was still in the tomb. Afraid of what life was like out there, where the world was going to put them in graves, just like the Jews put Jesus. But death cannot hold Jesus. It wouldn't hold them or anyone who's in him. In him, they were alive. In him, they had nothing to fear. In Christ, not even death would stop them. He had overcome death with his death and resurrection. In him, you are alive too, each of you in Christ. In him, there is nothing to fear, nothing to be afraid of, nothing to ever cower from again. In Christ, the world and all your enemies and all who could possibly do you harm have been overcome by his death and resurrection. In Christ, there is peace, real peace, not agreeing to disagree peace, or peace that comes when you are beaten or conquered or you don't have the strength to go on another day. Christ's peace, his holy life lived for you, peace. And his Golgotha sacrifice death for you, peace. Peace with the only one that you would ever have to be afraid of, God himself. Dear friends, God is not angry. He is not at war with you. He is your God now. He is your Father, because Christ is risen from the dead for you. Jesus spoke to them peace. He delivered peace into their ears. Then he showed them where their peace was won, his hands and his side. His hands, where the nails were driven, for every bit of their fear, their doubt, unbelief, and despair. His side, where the spear was struck to prove that he was dead, where his precious blood that comes to you in the supper was spilt, and the water that washes your sins away in the baptismal font was first poured. Peace be with y'all, or with you, sorry. He said it again, breathing his peace into them. The same breath that gave life to Adam was breathed into them and enlivened them to go and proclaim forgiveness. That's what the disciples were sent to do, to forgive sins, to tell everyone they met that their sins, their unbelief, their fear, their pain, was forgiven by God. No doubting how God is for you, not after he showed you God's love by dying on the cross for all your sins. But Thomas, he wasn't there. He was gone at some ancient Walmart or Mickey D's or something. He didn't see the Lord. He didn't see the Lord's hands. He didn't see the Lord's side. Thomas, we have seen the Lord. Thomas, Thomas, the apostle said, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
Yes, he is.
Thomas rejected it, refused to believe it, crassly. Unless I see in his hands the marks of the nails and put my finger into the marks of the nails and thrust my hand, thrust is the Greek word he uses, into his side, I will never believe. Calling Thomas, doubting Thomas, is being too kind. That's not doubt. That's unbelief. That's rejection. He refuses to believe the preaching of the apostles. Thomas, called Didymus. Thomas means, his name means twin. And you know who his twin is, don't you? Are you afraid? Afraid of what your sins have done? Afraid of the consequences of what you have done? Your past, when you were young? What you got away with? What you didn't? The nagging feeling that God is going to judge you, condemn you, how you have lived, and what you have done, and what you haven't done. Despair, loneliness, beaten down, don't even want to defend yourself anymore. Sick, dying, aching in pain, crippled by fear. As if every step you take, every day you wake up, is just another day to suffer in this life, all dried up like dead bones. You aren't the person people think you are, aren't the person you dreamed or even thought you'd be, and even looking in the mirror sometimes is a reminder that everything just isn't right in the world. And God, where's He? Oh, where's He to pull you out of this? Where's the Lord Jesus to rescue you? Why is He so absent? Peace be with you guys. 8 days later, Jesus appeared again. Locked doors again wouldn't stop him from showing your Thomas, your twin, just how much he loves the both of you. Thomas, twin, put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand here, thrust it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. Dear friends, this is salvation. This is life. This is the place where loneliness and despair ends. This is where you have no more fear. Christ, who died for you on Good Friday, has risen from the dead. He has breathed his life into you once again, forgiven you of all your sins by the mouth of his servant, given you life and peace. When you leave here today, leave here without fear. For each of you, every one of you who hears my voice today is forgiven. Each one of you is at peace with God. What you have done, God Himself has answered for. Life now for you in Christ is full of infinite possibilities. There is no end to the good that God has for you, and so no end to the good that God has for those around you, through you. Not because you believe more or are convinced more than you were when you came in this morning. No, the world is overcome, done in, taking orders from you today because you have heard again that Christ really did rise again for you. There is nothing to fear ever. Not from the world, not from your sins, not from anything out there at all. The most the world can do is kill you. He died, He rose, He lives, you will too. Christ has endured it all, conquered it all, and now He lives, and He never ever shall die again. And that means, dear Zion, that you have nothing ever to fear as a congregation either. Nothing, not a thing. Not from growing, not from not growing, not from being rich or being poor, not from your church, not from your school. You have a Savior. There is no end, no ceiling to what He's going to do and what He is doing amongst you. No end to the good the risen Lord is going to do through you and therefore for others from you. And if you doubt, remember my words. For these things, the gospel that you heard preached to you today, were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing, you would have life in His name. My Lord and my God, says believing Thomas. No more doubting, no more unbelief, no more fear. Only peace with God breathed on you this day by the Lord who died and rose for you. For Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And your sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in this Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.